Radio. This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets. It's O-Behave with Arden Moore, the show that teaches you how to have harmony in the household with your pets. Join Arden as she travels coast to coast to help millions better understand why cats and dogs do what they do. Get the latest scoop on famous faces, their perfectly pampered pets, and who's walking who in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails, garner great pet tips, and have a doggone fur-flying fun time. So get ready for the pause and applause as we unleash your O-Behave host, America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore.
Pause up, pet pals. Welcome to the O-Behave show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. Hey, you know her as an actress, a model, best-selling author, but the secret's out. She's also a lifetime pet advocate. I mean, just ask her cute dog, Toosie. Please welcome to our show, Brooke Shields. Welcome, welcome, Brooke.
Hi, Arden. Or you can just call me Bark.
Oh, Bark.
I don't like that better.
I like that too. Hey, thank you for being on the longest running pet podcast on the planet.
Good for you. Congratulations.
We did it when you were like 11 months old in diapers. That's when Mark and I started our show.
Okay, that's a long time ago. Long time ago. We have the same length career.
I started when I was 11 months old.
Yeah, and that's how long you've been around. So happy birthday. Yes.
All right. I love it. I love it. I mean, we have a lot in common. We love dogs. We love cats. And you're taking on a new role, the fancy title brand officer for Prospect Pet. What you doing, Brooke?
You know, all my life, I've been a part of selling, you know, selling other people's brands. And they didn't really care if you knew about them, if you really understood them, like almost didn't even have to use them. Like, and now we've become so much more aware and educated as to the efficacy of products and as to clean and conscious. You know, now there's these parameters that we put around products to really say the customer deserves to know what they're ingesting. Why don't we do the same thing for our pets? And so what was really important for me was after getting to know the brand, I wanted to make sure that people got the message and knew that it existed and it was out there. So,
and it was good. And it is clean and conscious.
That's it. Clean and conscious. And, you know, it's literally, that's a trademark. It's not easy to be able to do that. They have to take every ingredient and make sure that they are following the rules. And so when I saw and heard really what they were aiming to do, I wanted to help because I love pets. Pets have been so important in my life. I have been a pet lover forever.
And you remember your first childhood pet?
May was a cat. And Jeepers was another cat. And then Boy, we had May, Boy, and then Jeepers. And Boy had been found in a bag of cats in somewhere like Chicago or somewhere, Ohio or someone. And they were just going to drown the kittens all at once. And they stopped the guy from doing it. And my mom's wrapped it there. And he brought home this little kitten who was just adorable. May was a little grouchy, but she came to ASPCA. Jeepers was in a box at the ASPCA, and we walked in, and we just walked out with him. We didn't have to go through any of the red tape.
Jeepers says, I think I hit the mother load. Yeah, this is good. I'm good.
Clipper was my first dog. And
one of my dogs was named Chipper.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah, Clipper. I don't even know why. I just saw a sign, and I was like, oh, Clipper, that's a good name anyway. Yeah, my poor dog died while I was away at my dad's for Christmas, and she had a really bad respiratory asthma or something, and she passed away while I was gone. And
oh, that's hard
to let me believe. And of course, I did believe it, that she was pulling a sled in Alaska. I just didn't know it was proverbial.
She's doing a sled in Alaska heaven right now.
That's a euphemism if I've ever. But you know, the loss of that dog triggered in me, and I must have been 10.
Really?
That triggered in me something that I sobbed endlessly. And it just was such a raw experience that I just became obsessed with, you know, dogs and cats. And I had four cats.
That's not a bad thing to be obsessed with because you're doing good, Brooke.
Well, I think all pet people really are good human beings. I think the pets make them better human beings. Prospect Pet was the first place that I ever worked with. And it wasn't even work. It was just learning about what it meant to treat a pet with respect and give them the best life possible. And, you know, I never knew about joint health or hip and joint health.
It's a big topic. That's a big issue facing our pets.
It is. And you know, we're seeing some pets live longer. We're also seeing more cancer. You know, it's like what we give our pets is important. And now more studies are being done. So we are getting more information. And, you know, this is a different sort of era in pet health and in their skin health. And I think, you know, people think things are going to be difficult or, you know, you end up giving them so much medicine. You know, I didn't know when Pepper got sick. It was shocking. One day she was fine. The next day she was couldn't move. Then she had a huge tumor. She had cancer.
What kind of dog was
she? Was a Portuguese water dog. After I had kids, I developed really bad allergies to dogs, cats, everything.
Oh.
And it's only gotten worse, to be honest. So my husband said, when Darla died, my husband said, well, why don't we get you a hypoallergenic dog? And so he did a lot of research. And admittedly, I think he bought her for me. I always felt guilty about that because all of my other pets have just been like adopted. And that's what I always believed in. But I had suffered so badly with allergies, like really bad asthma attacks. And I was on Broadway and I couldn't.
That's not good. You don't want to have a bark on Broadway when you're sick.
No, or you don't want to lose your breath and not be able to sing. So it was like a mixed feelings that I had. And she ended up being just a little angel dog. She was very, very sweet.
Tell us about Tuzi, because I saw a picture of you meet Tuzi when Tuzi was really cute. Little. She's not little.
Still is cute, but someone called her a bag of rocks with legs the other day. And I'm not thinking it's that far from the truth. She is a bowling ball, a wrecking ball. She is.
How old is she?
She's two.
Okay. Triple twos. You know that, Mom.
She ate all of my needlepoint. I had all my needlepoint all in my, I was like, I couldn't. And then she looked up at me and I was like, damn it. You're too cute. She needs some training. I'm going to like make her come in. She sits and she waits and I could put the food down and pump Prospect Pet on it. And she wait and wait and wait. So she's trained like that. She's just, I don't trust her totally that she won't just leap on people because she loves to play.
How big is she? She's happy, isn't she?
She's very, very thick. And she's around 60 pounds now. And she's just like this. And she came from somewhere in North Carolina. My daughter found a little picture of her online and this woman had her and nobody wanted her because she had a crooked tail, like a little lightning bolt, kind of like it's all messed up and bolted up like to the, and she was like, nobody wants this dog and I don't know what to do. And my daughter was like, we'll take her.
And good for your daughter. The last question I want to ask you is, what is something that pets have brought to you, Brooke, through the years that have made you a better human?
It made me a happier human. I mean, I think, you know, I always want to be a better human, but it made me a happier, safer human. The unconditional love that an animal gives you, the lack of judgment, the lack of critiquing, you know, everything that the minute I step out of my house or even just in my family gets thrown at me. I just look at her and she just wants love and is just anything I give her is enough. I mean, it's never enough because she always wants more love. But I look at her, I could be gone for 3 seconds and I come back. I could be just putting the garbage out, come back in. And it's as if I have been away forever and this is the best day of her life. And you just,
that's perfect.
This is amazing.
Yeah. Well, we give you applause and we give Tuzi applause and we are going to let you do your thing because I know you're going for another. But it's been a pleasure to speak with you, Brooke.
I look forward to speaking to you again about Prospect Pet and about everything animals. And I'm very impressed with your show. And thank you for having me on it.
Oh, awesome. Hey, pet pals, we're not done. Brooke Shields had to dash to her next interview. So we're going to bring up a next guest. But first, you know all the drill. We're going to take a quick break. Sit, stay. We'll be right back.
Time for a walk on the red carpet, of course. All Behave will be back in a flash right after these messages.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Hi there, I'm Kate Walsh, and I hope you're going to tune in and listen to Opie Hayes on Pet Life Radio with Arden Moore, because she's a delight.
We're back from the lot. Just checked the paper, and we had a record showing at the box. The letterbox, that is. Now back to Opie Hayes. Here's Arden.
Welcome back to the Opie Hayes Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. Now, here to share more about Prospect Pet is Julie Spencer. Her fancy title is Senior Marketing and Communication Executive. Doesn't that sound cool? But in reality, she's a lifelong animal welfare advocate, and she's been honored as a recipient of the Pet Age Magazine's Women of Influence Award. She does a lot of good for pets and the pet care industry. You know what, Julie? You're my kind of pet pal. Welcome to the show.
My pleasure, Arden. I appreciate it. Yeah, I've been a lover of animals all my life. I think that this was an industry that I was meant to be in from even a young child.
All right. Now, we all got four-leggers in our life, and I understand that you and your husband have a new pet about a month ago?
Yeah, about a month, you know.
You said, you know, listen to this. Well, we were in Morocco, you know, feeding pets in need. Really? Not Morocco, Indiana. Where were you?
Well, we were actually on our honeymoon. And
he
said, you know what? I go, I don't want to spend added money on trinkets and stuff that I'd love to help these people that were in a field just feeding about 50 street dogs. And that's when I'm
nice.
Like, no, I think I'm ready to have another dog again. You know, because I'd lost a dog that I had for a long time. And anyone that's been a pet parent and has had a dog, a senior dog that they've loved, and mine was almost 18 years, you know, after that passing, it takes a while for your heart to kind of be ready. And so Winston was a rescue dog, found his way to us. And what's interesting is I'm actually giving him our Prospect Pet products, and I'm seeing a difference in his coat. Like when we got him, his coat was really rough and he had some patchy skin, and like the salmon oils really helped his skin. And now, I mean, it's super soft.
I like that. What kind of dog is Winston?
He is a mix. He, what I call spoiled. That's his type. He's spoiled. But he is a border collie and retriever.
Okay. And who was your late great dog? We can't go without giving a tribute to your late
Apollo.
Great dog. Apollo. You got strong names. Strong names.
We do. They're fun.
Like I said, you're my kind of pet pal because you're on your honeymoon and you're thinking about the street dogs of Morocco. How hard was it to get Winston from Morocco to the United States?
No, he wasn't from Morocco. He was here, but it was, that was the catalyst where
inspiration.
That I was ready. Okay. And then pretty much on the plane all the way home, I looked at rescues and he'd see a picture and he's like, that's a cute dog. Whose dog is it? You know, is that? And I said, well, it could be ours.
And what's Winston's personality like?
You know, he's very much a people person. He is such an amiable dog, loves attention. But because he'd been a rescue, it took him a while to understand, you know, that like now he has a bed, you know, because he was just really wanting to sleep on the ground. And so it's nice to see that he's getting the pampering that he deserves, as I think all pets should.
Well, we're going to dive into the Prospect Pet. And I know you've got like three different products and you're even using it on Winston. We don't want to sound like a commercial, but, you know, I think we're entering a time in the world of pets that people want products that are legit, that really do what they say, and they don't break the bank. So did I tee you up nicely?
Right. Well, and they also want to have ones that have clean ingredients.
Yes.
You know, we're eating better. We're taking supplements and we want nothing less for our pets as pet parents. And so what I love about our products is it doesn't have dyes and toxic fillers, all the things that you really don't need, because there's not as much transparency in the pet industry.
There needs to be.
It is. And it's moving in the right direction. And we're very much about clean and conscious. In fact, that's not only just a statement, that is part of our brand and trademark. But the hip and joint mobility boost faster. It's shellfish free. It's gluten free. It doesn't have things that are going to be allergens that are going to upset the tummy. You have the skin and coat health booster, which is rich in omega-3s, supports a healthy immune system. And it's also comes from a Friends of the Sea certified supplier. So we really look at those things to pull out any types of toxins, go those, that extra mile. The paw protector helps moisturize dry cracked paws. It's great for year-round protection. And then it's also beeswax free. So we're, you know, aiding the pollinators.
Yeah. The bees, thank you for that, right, Julie?
City, all animals. We really look, you know, we try to thoughtfully source our ingredients and make sure that everything kind of from tip to tail, that it's not just the ingredients but and the products, but it's also the vessel that we use, a recycled aluminum bottle. And packaging that we have is FSC certified.
What does that mean?
FSC certified. So the box packaging that we have, it's by certified forest where it's sustainably farmed and harvested.
Okay. Okay. All right. You're throwing acronyms at me like, you know, I didn't know. So I want to make sure.
Well, those are things that your listeners should care about, because you can have a product that maybe the ingredients are good, but then they haven't thought about their packaging, and it's, you know, a PET plastic bottle that could leach toxins. So we have been very thoughtful in our approach.
Well, like you said, it's a clean list formulation. And you get somebody like Brooke Shields on, and you're marketing. You know what you're doing. You love pets. You've been in the industry. How important is this connection, this partnership, if you will, with Brooke, who's been a lifelong pet advocate herself?
Vitally important, because, I mean, she came to us and she was already using the products. So she understands that for her own pets. But then wanting to see, you know, Brooke's comment was, you know, I look for clean makeup and products for me that's relatively easier to find and is regulated, but I don't see that with my pets. And so that was kind of her interest with getting with us and seeing the values of the company. And, you know, we'd started on a farm, and that still aids our messaging today.
Now, this farm is in Prospect, Maine?
It was in Prospect, Maine. Yeah, that we've kind of moved from that as we've evolved.
That's the name. Here's the name, Prospect.
Yeah, sustainability and stewardship. That's important. Brooke, what she does is she's able to get more eyeballs on the product, that she can expand our message in a greater way than we can. And she's very much on, you know, ingredients and education and sustainability.
You know, I'm going to ask you this silly question. Your favorite either Brooke Shield TV show or movie that you like?
I loved her in Suddenly Susan.
Oh, that was a good comedy. Yeah.
But she is fantastic in that.
Yeah. Now we're both old. We know that.
Yeah. But I have a feeling that with her new show, that may be my new favorite.
Oh, Spread the Joy. I didn't know she has a new show coming out.
She has a new one coming out next year.
Ooh, you heard it here on Obehave on Pet Life Radio. Nice. Nice. I did not know that. But speaking of that, you have done a lot in the pet world, and I think people might want to learn a little bit about what you've done in laws with the California state legislature, because you got recognized for that.
Thank you. Yeah, some of that was within public safety, but then California State Assembly recognized my work with animal rescue, and that was also in conjunction with a large rescue group in Southern California, where we were aiding not just in California, but in like also when Hurricane Harvey happened.
Yeah.
That's the good thing about what I love about our industry that I think is so vastly different from, because I've worked in a couple of different industries. And the pet industry, I remember when I first came on board, what was different, because a lot of others, you know, competition is healthy and that's great. But when you have a disaster like that, the brand went away and everyone was calling everyone for what was needed. They're like, hey, I've got a truck that's going to Houston. I'm needing X, Y, and Z that you can help. And so that was really good to see that everyone put aside who their brand was, and it was just doing what's best for the animals, those that were in need, helping the displaced, because there were shelters that were collapsed and they were going to euthanize pets to make room for the displaced family pets. And so we came in with planes to move them out.
Oh my gosh, thank you for doing that. No, that's amazing. When you go to heaven, there's going to be a lot of dogs and cats and other critters that are going, there she is, there's Julie. The cats might even purr.
Yeah, I have such a soft spot for animals. And I had someone once ask me, well, you know, what's your favorite breed or your favorite dog? And I said, the one that's in front of me.
Nice. Nice. I like that. I like that.
And it makes me happy that I'm working with a company that we're doing products that helps aid your pet, that improves their health. That's vitally important to me.
Now, how do people get their paws on Prospect Pet products? I just wanted to do an alliteration question.
It's a tongue twister. Prospectpet.com. We have a new website that we're just getting ready to roll out, and we'll also have products on Amazon.com.
Okay, so they can order on the site. They can order through Amazon. That sounds good. And what's a characteristic of a dog that you wish you had, or a power or an ability, if you could? I know it's silly, but it's important. What, if you could have a dog or a cat trait, what would it be?
I think the best trait about dogs, and well, cats judge a little more. Not to say cats judge a little more, but dogs is just this beautiful, genuine heart that I think that if we could all lead a little bit more with the way like a dog is, I think the world would be a little bit better place. I think that's what I would wish for me and anyone else.
All right. Anything that you have planned for Winston this year? Is there something special now that he's part of the family?
Oh, he gets something special all the time. He's got pup cups, and we take him to In-N-Out Burger, and he gets a pup burger. So yeah, he's living his best life, but I think so am I, because he's in it. You know, your life is enriched when you do have a pet.
All right. Any parting message about Prospect Pet? We really are glad that you could join us on this show.
Oh, my pleasure. Yeah. I mean, I think parting message is that kind of what makes us different is our clean and conscious promise that we test the products. We do third party testing. We see that there's no allergens in there. And it's really a product that not only is going to be, you know, good for your pet, but it's going to be something that you're going to be proud to be able to give your pet. It's a product that if you look at the ingredients and our website, there's a lot of education there. You're going to see that it's something that your pet will benefit.
All right. Hey, everybody. We have had Julie Spencer on our show, and somebody named Brooke Shields. Am I saying the name right? Yeah. And they're here to let you know about Prospect Pet and some of the products that they're, but they also have been sharing from their own heart how much pets have made them better humans. Please check out prospectpet.com. I also want to thank my producer, Mark Winter. He is the executive producer of Pet Life Radio. Yep, you know this. Obehave is the flagship. We have been on the air since 2006, making us the longest running weekly pet podcast on the planet. And we hope you keep tuning in. I also invite you to join what I do. My mission is to save pets' lives, and I do it as a master certified pet first aid CPR instructor with pet safety dog Kona, pet safety cat Casey, and we teach all over. We now teach in person, interactive Zoom, and we just launched a self-paced course. So check out Pet First Aid for You and learn how you can save lives. And we do it in a fun, practical way, because you know me, the show's called Old Behave, so it's not a boring class, I promise you. And please be good to your pets, pick good products, pick good foods, and share hugs. And until next time, I just have two words for all you 2, 3, and 4-leggers out there. Old Behave!
Coast to coast and around the world, it's Oh Behave with Arden Moore. Find out why cats and dogs do the things they do and get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get great tail-wagging pet tips and have a fur-flying fun time. Oh Behave with America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore. Every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.